The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Makas daf yud beis. The Gemara says an amen aleph. Lakoil ein aben nas shliach la'aviv. A son cannot be a shliach bezdin to inflict on his father who was found guilty in bezdin any of the following punishments. Lahakoisoi, makis, lekalalosoi, in a case where bezdin deems fit to render a klol on somebody who did a certain avera, put him in cherim. Chutz mimesis, she'am yeter le'sachma v'le'sachas alav, a son could even kill his father in that case. But in a normal case, the halacha is that a son may not be the shliach bezdin, even if that's his job, to carry out these oinchim on his father. The question that the Achrenim pose on this din is that if we're talking about a son, who a shliach bezdin, the father obviously in this case is not a tzaddik yisoid erelim, he's certainly not even an erelich yid. You're talking about somebody who didn't have erib mezid, and he didn't have erib mezid in front of Edim with Hasro. You're talking about somebody who ate chelev in front of two Edim, or he ate chazer in front of two Edim. The halacha is that anybody that does an avera b'mezid, with a willingness, with a brazenness, is considered any oisem maise amcho, and the halacha is that there is no mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. Why would the son be, in this case, mechuyev, to not be the one to inflict punishment on his father? So let's go back to the sources of this halacha. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis tells us, the Gemara over there is talking about that a son who was born from a father and the son is a mabzer. Obviously, the only way the child was born is that the father committed an avera of being Baal Echon Bichai Bikrisus. He was Baal Arais. The Gemara says that it's considered his son, Liyerusha, all dinim of Torah, and the Gemara includes in that din Lehakoyse, that if he hits him, he's Chayiv with the din of a son who's Chayiv Baalim, that is Chayiv Misa. And the pasuk of Makeoviv, Mois Yumas. And the Gemara asked the obvious question that if the father was a Baal Echad Michai Vikrisus, is in Eisen Oisem Maisa Amcha, how could it be that the son would be Chayiv on Haka Osoy? The Gemara says over there, Bishosa Tshuva. So the Gemara is very obvious that if the father did not do Tshuva, in that case, it could have been he was Baal Echad Me'arayis and he became a Baal Tshuva. Thereafter, the son has all the dinim of a son to a father, as soon as the father did Tshuva. Even though it's the father's fault that he was born into this world with the stigma of being a Mamzer, but right now, it's his father, and he has a mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim with the Averis of Halah HaKoyser L'Kal Loisa. But over here, we're talking about somebody who is not, who's Chayiv on an Averis, and any Oisem Aysamcha. So Tosfos over there, Yevom Estavchov, Beis and Beis, is madchik, that by us also we're talking about somebody who did tshuva. As far as doing an avera, as far as lahakoyse, it's not such a big deal, because it could be that the person did avera a year ago, he did tshuva, lemaisa, bezna has to give him an einsh, a malchus, even if he did tshuva in the interim. Lekaloloise is more of a problem, because lekaloloise refers to somebody who's chayiv, as a rosh, he was mevazat tam tchochem, or any of the other things that are mavu in Shulchan Aruch, that bezna is mekalolim. And those things, as soon as he would do tshuva, Bezdin would not punish him with lekal loisa. So what exactly are we talking about over here? That's a problem according to the Tosfos. It would seem that mikoyach this problem of lekal loisa, or maybe the whole approach of saying that Al Gemara was talking about any oisim aisa amcho, the Rif and the Rambam had a whole different approach to this halach. The Rif in Yevomis and the Rambam in Perek Beis Mehilchis Mamrim, which deals with the halachas of the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, they seem to hold, this is clear in the Rif, and will be medayik this in the Losh and the Rambam, that even though the halacha is that by an eni oisa maisa amcha, where the father has a halachic status as a rosha, there's no mitzvah of kibra, there's a mitzvah of kibra avoim, despite the fact that on lahakoisoi, that means if a son hits his father, or is mekalel his father, that's eni oisa maisa amcha, the halacha will be that he's potter from Einshim, which the Gemara says very clearly over there, that until he does tshuva, the son will not be chayim la koisa. The halachi, however, is that even though he's potter from Einshim, he's still not allowed lechatchila to do it. Which means the sugya of the Yevamis is talking about the chiyuv on lakoisoi that is not existent by a father who's a rosha, but even by a father who's a rosha, the son is not allowed to lechatchila go ahead and be the one to hit his father. And this concept is very difficult. As far as being a shlich bezin is concerned, hitting another yid, if he's chayv malchus, that's the mitzvah of the shlich bezin to give him to be the one to inflict malchus. If you tell me that there's no mitzvah of kibbut avoim, if you tell me that the surim of la'akoyse or la'kaloyse don't exist, insofar as he's any oyse tshuva, like the Gemara says, so then how can you tell me there's a mitzvah? How could it be that there's a iser l'chatchilo to be makil mekalul oviv, but an oynish not? How do you differentiate these two things? As we look at the Lashon of the Rambam, in Mamrim Perek Vov, who discusses the halacha of a father who's an Eini Ois and a Maisa Amcha, the Lashon of the Rambam would seem to indicate a split between these two halachas. The Rambam says that Afal Pi Shem Mamzer, he's talking about a father who's a Rosh, his potter, on Lakoisa or Kaloisa, obviously to the Tshuva. The Rambam tells us a Chiddush de Chayiv Bekovid Umayra. The Rambam defines for us that the chiyuvim, the oinshim of lahakoyse or lekaloyse, which both carry a chiyuv misa, lahakoyse, and lekaloyse, lahakoyse is b'chiyuv chenek, lekaloyse is b'chiyuv skila. Still, well, and since the father is a rosha, those dinim do not apply. However, the aloch is chayv v'kovin mayur. As the source of the Rambam is obviously the problem with reconciling our sugya with the sugya in Yevamos. And the Torah in Siman Reish Mem in Yoridei brings this opinion of the Rambam. He disagrees with it based on the opinion of the Balei Tosfos and the Rosh that we quoted above, that the Tosfos reconciles Bedoichik, the two sugyas, and the Tosfos is not Mechal between the two nois. The question is, how do we understand exactly the split between the Chiyuvim of a son on Lahakoyse L'Kal Loisoi, which the son is potter if the father is any oisim maisa amcha. However, when we're talking about a chiyuv, lechatchilo, of lechabdoi, of liyirosoi, that the son does have a chiyuv to his father, even though the father is any oisim maisa amcha. There's an interesting chakira that the Menchus Chinuch discusses in Parshas Yisroi, in the mitzvah of Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha, and he wants to know, is Kibud Ab ben Adam Lachaver ben Adam Lamachum, a son that does not live up to his responsibilities to his father, does he have a din that he has to ask his father Mechila? He didn't do it, he wasn't Mevaza his father, he didn't serve his father the way a son is Mechuyiv to take care of his parents. Is this an Aver ben Adam Lachaver? Or, as far as ben Adam Lachaver is concerned, he's not Mechuyiv to his parents more than anybody else. It's ben Adam Lamachum that the Torah said, one of the mitzvahs in the Torah is lechavad aviv v'imay. But there's no personal taina that the father could have against him. He doesn't have to ask his father mechila. Interestingly enough, the Mefarshei HaChumash HaMadayik, from the fact that Kabbalah Savicha V'Asimecha is in the first five of the Aseres HaDibros, right after Shabbos, that it seems to be an institution of Ben Adam Lamokin, which we would define as follows. The same way a Yid is Mechuyiv to recognize the authority, the supreme authority of the Rabban Shalom, to recognize that there is nobody else, there is no other authority, and which are the first five mitzvahs, and to realize that the Rabban Shalom is the creator of all existence, which is the mitzvah of Shabbos, there's another mitzvah, the Torah adds the mitzvah of Kabbalah Savicha, to recognize that a person, in recognizing authority that's above him, he recognizes that he comes from his parents. His source is his parents, and his whole ability to exist comes from his parents. To recognize and to honor one's parents is a recognition and an extension of the idea of recognizing and bowing to the authority of the Rabban Shlalem himself. What's also interesting in this vein is that Rashi brings in Parshas Beshalach. It says when the Yidden came out of Kriyas Yamsuf, the first place that they stopped, that they had a long rest, was by Moro. Sham Som Loi Choyku Mishpat, and Rashi says Choyku Mishpat, one of the Mishpatim that was taught to them in Moro before Kabbalah Satayra, was the mitzvah of Kibud Av. The mitzvah of Kibud Av, L'chor, is not a Mishpat, it's Ben Adam Lamakim, the way we're saying. It would seem that the mitzvah of Kibud Av, as it was taught in Moro was a basic precept. Mishpat refers to Ben Adam Lachaveri, was a basic precept of Ben Adam Lachaveri. There's a concept that a child owes his parents everything, and therefore, in terms of consideration and helping and caring, one has to show his parents that much more consideration and care for his parents in a way that he's not mechuyev to other people. And that's all a Ben Adam Lachaveri because of the debt that he owes to his parents for bringing him into the world and for taking care of him and for making him and producing him into what he is. On the other hand, there's a Ben Adam Lamokoim of the first half of the Aseres HaDibros tzad of Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. But Agamonim, getting back to the sugya, the Minchas Chinuch asked this as a shayla l'halacha, does a child have to ask his parents mechilo if he does not live up to the Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em? And I believe based on these two ideas, that Kibud Av V'Em has in it a tzad mishpat of Ben Adam Lachaveroi, and it also has in it an extension of recognizing the authority of the Rebbein Shlom in the person of the parents, Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch in his Pirush on Parshas Yisro says that the first chinuch a child gets in recognizing authority, which ultimately makes him into somebody who's capable of being mekabel l'malach shamayim, is the training that he gets by listening to his parents, the discipline and the authority that he's mekabel on himself by listening to his parents. In that vein, it's possible to explain over here what's negeh l'halacha, the shitza Rama v'arif. If a father or a mother, chalila, is an eini oisem maisa amcha, then that father or mother cannot be considered an extension of authority of shamayim. And therefore the lahakoisoi ulakalaloisoi, which is the avera of flaunting the authority that one's parents had, the maisa avera of being mevaza authority, the same way Rachman al Tzlom, there's a chiv skilo on megadif, on mekal shem Hashem, there's a chiv skilo on a mekal of a v'imoy, because it's the same flaunting of it, it's an extension of the same flaunting of authority. That does not exist by any of my samcha. This father or mother is not an extension of Kvod Shemayim. He's a Rosh. However, as far as the personal debt that the child owes the parents, which is the source of the mitzvah ben Adam lachaveiroi, which is the mishpat of ben Adam lachaveiroi, which was given in Moro, of that part of Kibud Av V'Em, that halacha would still exist by an eni oisem maisa amcha. Therefore, the Rambam says that as far as kovod u'moira, as far as a personal deference and a debt of gratitude that a child has to his parents, that is true even by a rosh. However, as far as the authority that varies in the bezoyin of a father or mother who's a rosh, that does not exist by an eni oisem maisa amcha. This is the shita of the Rambam. As we mentioned, the rosh and Tosfos and the Torah disagree with this opinion. This is the Tosfos Yevamos that we mentioned. And the Torah passes that way, and the two opinions are brought in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Kibud Av V'Em. The Torah has an interesting kasha on the Rambam. The Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Beis, a father passed away. The father was a dishonest person, and he had been a thief. And it was Yiniach Aviyam Lohem Por Shol Ribis Ktsutza. There's actually two Gemaras. One Gemara is the Gemara of Yiniach Aviyam Lohem Pag Zula, where the Gezels attacked Biada Oviv, but then he died. And the halacha is over there. Obviously, the part belongs to the Nigzal, to the one who was stolen from the children, have to give it back. It doesn't belong to them. There's another Gemara of Yiniach Aviyam Lohem Parsha Ribis Ktsutza. The halacha is, as we know, it's also for a year to lend money by Ribis. And the halacha is that Ribis Ktsutza, Ribis Deraisa, that is, that's taken from one yid from another yid, the halacha is that the malva, the one who extorted that ribis money, has to give it back to the one who gave it to him. It's a chiv min daraisa, the Gemara learns out of a chai b'ham. However, the Rishonim explained that it's not the pshat that money is considered as money that came to the lender as theft. The money belongs to him because this is the rate of interest that they made up. There's a chiv on him to take that money despite the fact that it's his and now give it back to the loifer. The ramification of that is, the Gemara says, that if the father dies and the ribis ktsutz, in that case it was a par, he lent him 100 cows and he gave him back 110. Those 10 extra cows belong to the father, now they belong to the son. The mitzvah saseh v'chaybem of giving back ribis ktsutz does not is not mechayiv the sons to be mekayim. That mitzvah is a mitzvah that's only incumbent on the one who was malva beribis, not on the one who yashined that the peiris of that ribis from the moirish. And the Gemara, as well over there, asks that lechayra. The Gemara brings another halacha that the children are mechuyev to return those cows, despite the fact that there's no monetary chiyuv to return it, but they're mechuyev to return al kibud av. Since it's a bizoyin for the father that he was known as a malva beribis, if they give it back, they've cleared, so to speak, the father's name by making tikkunim on that which the father was over. The Gemara says the father died as a rosha. If it's an ene oisem ma'isa amcho, the children are not mechuyev lechabdoi. The Gemara answers, Kesha Osa Tshuva. The same Shach Matai is the Gemara by La Koisoi, Ula Kalaloisoi, that we just mentioned, in Yevamos. Frek the Tor, that what's that din that the children have to give it, have to give back the cow? That din is a din of Bezoin. It's not a din of Kovid Umayra. It's a din of, it's a Bezoin for the father if the cows, if the Dvarim Agzulim, or the Dvarim of Ribis, remain in the possession of the father, therefore the children should clear the father's name, and that bezoyin, that spot on his reputation shouldn't be in existence. That's a din of bezoyin, not a din of kovid. Frektator, the lechor in the Gemara's mavur, that by any oisem ma'isa amcha, there would be no iser of bezoyin for the father. So, Mikoyach that Kasha, the Torah says, it's very obvious that by any Oysa Maisa Amcha, where the father is a Rosha, there's no din, not of an Issa of Lakoysa or Lakaloysa on the father, and there's also no Chiv of Kibbut Umayra on the father, for the father, on the, which is incumbent on the son. This is the opinion of the Torah Laloch, and he argues with the Rambam. There's an interesting teretz, which the Achroinim said, the Tuturutzim, that the Achroinim say on this Kasha to be Matzid, the Shita of the Rambam. One is based on a din that we know, the Sugya in Kiddushin, which discusses the mitzvah of Kibbut Av, which is the Sugya in Daf Lamed, through Daf Lamed Beis, we paskin that Kibbut Av Mishel Av, which means that a son is mechuyev to take care of his parents, but he's mechuyev only to take care of his parents from his parents' fund. He's not mechuyev to spend his own income and his own money on caring for his parents. It might be the right thing to do, but he's not mechuyev to do it. Mechuyev is only mechuyev to spend the parents' money to care for them. When they're unable to care for themselves, let's say, the child is mechuyev to be metapel with the trouble and the headache of getting them help or getting help or helping them himself. But he's not mechuyev to spend money out of pocket. Kibbut av mishel av, v'loy mishel aben. If that's the case, so the Achronim want to say that based on the way we just explained the halacha of ribis k'tzutza, where the money belongs to the malva, the money belonged to the father, and now the money belongs to the son. The sons, being that they don't have a mitzvah of a chaybem, are not mechuyev to put out the money lechvoid aviyim. They're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of kibud av to spend that money lechvoid aviyim. So the Torah is asking Kasha on the Rambam that lechvoid aviyim and v'loy levazoy. So there's a mitzvah of the son giving back the par. But not if he's an Enei Oysem Aysa Amcho. The Akronim said that the Rambam held that since over here the sons are spending the money Mishal Av, obviously the Gemara was not Mechayim them to spend Mishal Av on the mitzvah of Kovid. What was the mitzvah? This is considered an act of Bezoyin. Meaning to say, we're being Mechalik, the Noisei of Kibbut Av, into two separate categories. One is a Maisa Bezoyin that the son is punished for inflicting on the person of his father or mother. And the other is a distinct chiyuv lechabed v'lira mipnei ova v'imoy. In that vein, the mitzvah of kibbut av is not mechayim, the son, to spend money mishal av, but the iser of levazoisoy, lahakoisoy, lekalalosoy, is mechayiv even if the son will take a loss. The son does not let a smack his father in the face even if he's going to get a loss out of pocket. It's a ma'aseh issur. Same way you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos even if it causes a financial loss. You're not allowed to do the avera of flaunting the father's authority by slapping him in the face. The mitzvah of kibud, the chiyuv that he has to his father, that's only mishalav, lo mishalav ben. Obviously, if over here the Gemara is being mechayiv the son to spend his own money, we're not talking here about an expression of kovid for the father, but keeping the parah is considered an act of bizoyin to the father, and therefore, even according to the Rambam, that would be incumbent on the son of on the son. Even that the son would be potter, because levazoi se la koisoi, we said even according to the Rambam, the son is potter for hitting the father. There's only a mitzvah lechabdai. The mitzvah lechabdai is only mishalab, not mishalabet. That's one teretz of the Akronim. The other teretz of the Akronim, the Lech Mishnah proposes, that the Rambam only said lechabdai uli yirosoi, only bechayov. Over here we're talking about kibbut avayim, which exists after the father dies. The father's dead. In that case, if the father was a Rosha, there is no chiyuv to respect the father. And I want to explain this based on the way we explain the etzem chilik of the Rambam. If we understand that the chiyuv that still exists to a father, despite the fact that he's an Eini Oseh Maaseh Avchi, he's a Rosha, and the Torah was not mechayiv to respect him and to be moineah from an act of bezoyin, because he does not represent authority to the son. He's not an authority to the son if he's a Rosha. La'acha moisoi, however, we said that the son is still mechuyiv as ben adam lachaveroi to give to his father and to show him the debt of gratitude that he has to have for the father bringing him into the world and for giving him life. In that vein, after the father dies, it's hard to talk about giving the debt of gratitude to the father by giving back the parah. The Lech Mishnah is telling us that the kibud av, which is shaykh la'acha mois oviv, is only in the vein of la'kois elekal lois, is only in the vein of authority, which is ben adam la'mokim. That a person could recognize the authority of his parents even after they die. But as far as the ben adam la'chaveri is concerned, that's not shaykh after the parents died, and therefore the sugya of yinich la'maviyim parah, that the sons of mechuyiv to give it back, are obviously not dealing. The issue over there is obviously not the ben odom lachaveroi, which the son is mechuyiv despite the fact that the father is a rosha, but the issue over there is the ben odom lamokoin, which the son is takapotu if the father is an ene oisim aisa amcha, and that's the issue for the shitsa Rambam, according to the way we explained it, to be miyash of that din of hinich lamavim par.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.